Monday, March the 23rd. Back to school, worst luck. We had domestic science today. We did baked potatoes in the oven with cheese filling. My potatoes were bigger than anyone else's, so they weren't properly cooked by the time the lesson ended, so I finished them off at Bert Baxter's. He wanted to see Blossom again, which was a bit of a drag because he takes so long to walk anywhere. But we went. Anything is better than doing maths at school. Bert took his horse brushes with him and gave Blossom a good clean. She was shining like a conker by the time he'd finished. Bert got out of breath, so he sat on the scrap car and had a woodbine. Then we walked back to Bert's house. Sabre is in a better temper since he got his new kennel, and Bert's house is in a better condition as a result of Sabre being outside. Bert told me that the social worker thought he ought to go into an old people's home where he can be properly looked after. Bert doesn't want to. He told a lie to the social worker. He said his grandson came in every day and looked after him. The social worker is going to check up, so I could be in trouble for impersonation. I don't know how much more worry I can take. Tuesday, March the 24th. Late last night, I saw my mother and Mr. Lucas going out in Mr. Lucas's car. They went somewhere special because my mother was wearing a boiler suit with sequins. She did look a bit wanton. Mr. Lucas was wearing his best suit and he had a lot of gold jewellery on. For an old person, he certainly knows how to dress. If my father took more care of his appearance, none of this would have happened. It stands to reason that any woman would prefer a man to wear a suit and a lot of gold jewellery to one like my father, who hardly ever shaves and wears old clothes and no jewellery. I am going to stay awake and find out what time my mother comes home. Midnight. Mother still not home. 2 a.m. No sign of my mother. Wednesday, March the 25th. Annunciation of B.V. Mary. Fell asleep, so don't know what time my mother got home. My father said she had gone to the insurance firm's Christmas dinner and dance. In March? Come off it, Dad. I was not born yesterday. We had swimming in games today. The water was freezing cold, and so were the changing cubicles. I will try to get athlete's foot so that I don't have to go next week. Thursday, March the 26th. Barry Kent has been done by the police for riding a bike without a rear light. I hope he gets sent to a detention centre. A short, sharp shock will do him good. Friday, March the 27th. Pandora and Nigel have split up. It is all round the school. This is the best news I have had for ages. I am reading Madame Bovary by another frog writer. Saturday, March the 28th, last quarter. Nigel has just left. He is heartbroken. I tried to comfort him. I said that there are plenty more pebbles on the beach and fish in the sea, but he was much too upset to listen. I told him about my suspicions about my mother and Mr. Lucas, and he said that it had been going on for a long while. Everybody knew except me and my father. We had a long talk about racing bikes. Then Nigel went home to think about Pandora. It is Mother's Day tomorrow. I am in two minds about whether to buy her something or not. I have only got 68p. Sunday, March the 29th. Fourth in Lent, Mothering Sunday. My father gave me £3 last night. He said, "Get your mother something decent, son. It could be the last time." I certainly wasn't going all the way into town for her, so I went to Mr. Cherry's and bought a box of black magic and a card saying, "To a wonderful mother." Card manufacturers must think that all mothers are wonderful because every single card has "wonderful" written on it somewhere. I felt like crossing "wonderful" out and putting "wanton" in its place, but I didn't. I signed it, "From your son, Adrian." I gave it to her this morning. She said, "Adrian, you shouldn't have." She was right, I shouldn't have. Must stop now. My mother has arranged what she called a civilised meeting. Mr. Lucas is going to be there. Naturally, I am not invited. I'm going to listen at the door.